What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. Today, we have Mexico get a new president, Trump getting indicted on some charges, and then a tribe in the Amazon getting the internet introduced to them. Now, let's get it. So, I'm sure you've heard, one of our presidents here is getting indicted on felony charges in one of our states. And that's just, it's the most American thing you can possibly think of, because you go to Mexico and you see what's happening, dude. There is a lady president getting elected. And if that's happening, something's wrong. Because everybody knows Mexico is corrupt as F. You thought I was going to say that women aren't fit to be president, but you're wrong. Yeah, 17 of the candidates have been assassinated, like fucking 72 kidnapped, and like 100 threatened. So, based on that, if you just put your hat in the ringer for Mexico president, you're gonna get that ass clapped. Gonna get clapped up. So if you have someone you don't like in Mexico, just fill out that waiver online, how to be president, put their name and shit, and boom, it's a fucking wrap, dude. It's a burrito. So shout out to them. Secondly, we have one of our OGs, the Don Juan himself, Donald Trump, getting indicted on charges in New York. And it's funny because it's just like, so he broke the law in that state, and still no one knows what he did. I'm gonna put the shades off of this one. Still no one knows what he did. So you ask everybody, you're like, damn, what'd the old boy do? Nobody knows. He like moved some money around or something. Who doesn't move money around, dude? Every time I'm at the register, I'm moving money from my savings to my check-in, from my other card. We're overdrafting in all three, but I have like three accounts that I go back and forth on. So shout outs to you. But yeah. And no one really cares. Like you see, so that's the thing. You know that presidents aren't running shit no more. Everybody knows that. The president is just the person who's going to take the blame when the shit doesn't work out. And then in the meantime, they have everyone gassed up on which side to pick. It's all WWE. Everybody knows. So don't let that get in between you and your family and, your bros. Yeah, but man, I was throwing the fucking garbage the other day, and when you stay in a condo or an apartment, you share like a garbage. I was in the garbage, bro. Not in it, but so I had trash in one hand, my keys in the other, and you release a finger and you just throw the whole garbage in there. Wow, I've done that a million times, and you're just like, damn, this is what separates us from the apes, from the monkeys. So I go to throw the keys and the trash and just release both fingers and throw both in. And when you go touch a public garbage like that, there's like plaque on the outside of the rim. You touch it and you're like, bro, no one's ever washed this garbage can. They've never power sprayed these. They don't clean garbage cans. So when you make the mistake of tossing in your belongings and you fucking have to join the white Muslims, you're fucked, dude. I got like 3 HIV medications on my hands, bro. I tossed that shit in, and you know how it is as a guy. Like, my grandma used to be like, you should wash your hands before you piss and after you piss. And I'm like, how about neither? How about I fucking piss and don't wash nothing. I just flop it out. That's the trick. You just flop your piece out, dude. I'm like, this is getting an air bath, bro. Shout out to the air baths, dude. Let your shit fucking ride, dude. Come on. Me and my boy was messing around today. We was like, you know, the Island Boys, those two twins that are like fucking incest. Well, they have their cousins called the Baja Boys, and they go on paddle boards and surfboards into open waters and just clap cheeks, dude, with nothing but a life vest on. Because everyone knows, if you're having an anal orgasm on water and you fall in, you can't help but drown. So be careful. You know, shout out to helicopters. In the last episode, you know, I noticed there's a helicopter in the background the whole time too, but shout out to them. So there was a fucking bust to my next door. There was a drug bust in the middle of the night. I hear my dog growling at my front door. So Big Papa wakes up, nothing but his MeUndies on, and is ready for battle, dude. I don't even grab my hatchet. I just walk out with my bare fists, open the door up, and I'm like, hey, what you doing out there? And there's just a sheriff with a high-powered fucking machine gun rifle fucking sitting there like, your neighbors are having a standoff. And they have like the whole SWAT team out there and shit. And I'm like, oh, all right, y'all fucking go ahead and handle that. I go back in and I'm just like, whoa, what the fuck? And they knock on my door. And this is the first time my babies have been asleep. You know what I'm saying? That's the time it was crazy. Jesus Christ. So, I go up in there. They knock on the door. And I'm like, yeah, what's up, boss? What's going on? And the sheriff looks at me. He's like, your kids are located in the room. Because I told him that previously. He's like, get them out. We might have to flashbang the place. And if any bullets whiz by, we don't want them going to the children's room. So I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Fucking out there in my MeUndies, dude. Just showing the boys my quads and shit. I'm like, if you just wanted to see the show, dude, you didn't have to put on this fucking whole fucking extravaganza. No, but our neighbors are literally doing drugs and like fucking sketch balls, dude. Like, it's hard for me not to just fucking, you know, do something really fucked up to them, but now that I believe in the good Lord Jesus Christ and all that, I would never. But there's a part of me. They literally have a extension cord from their house to their vehicle. Like a fucking 60-foot extension cord. Fucking get it out their shirt running. But they ended up like knocking the door down and going in there. And it's just fucking crazy, dude. But please forgive me for my breathing. I just noticed I was breathing like fucking someone on Ozempic, dude. It's so crazy when you see that Ozempic shit online. They have like a nice little jingle to it too. It's like, damn, son. Eat all the Mickey D's you want, but and do the Ozempic. I guess as long as you fucking lift weights, you should be good. But in your soul, you know you still look a bitch. Just like the homies that took fucking steroids. You might be successful in world champions and better than everyone, but deep down you know you're soft. And I'm like, damn, is it worth it? I think you might just be able to, I think it might be worth it to do all that shit, maybe. But if you earn it the old-fashioned way, the way God fucking enriched you with your fucking limbs, dude. Like, I've been taking a daily vitamin. I tried to take the hard one like I'm a fucking 6-year-old, and I was like, I'm still a child. Give me the gummies, dude. So pop your fucking daily vitamin in a gummy form. Your energy levels are going to up by at least 30%. Been lacking on the creatine. No boy's going to get back with my creatine. But yeah, man. You know how we do? We're just out here. You know, we have a... Dude, we have our ex-president getting in trouble. We got the Mexican fucking lady president who's obviously set up by the cartel and by the U.S. CIA. all that shit CIA driven. So shout out to you in the better interest of experimentation. That's JT, man. You know, one time for the one time. We done, son.